If you've been watching the Winter Olympics, you've seen it. Athletes standing at the top of a run, one shot, one routine, one moment that matters. Same pressure. Very different reactions. Some tighten up, others lock in. And in today's car ride conversation, it's about why pressure itself isn't actually the enemy and how the way we interpret that pressure determines whether we perform at our best or panic, tighten up, and tank our performance. Welcome to Car Ride Conversations for Sports Families. I'm your host, Valerie Alston, here to help parents and young athletes spark meaningful dialogue about mental toughness, resilience, and confidence. Whether you're headed to practice, a game, or just running errands around town, this podcast is your go-to for building stronger relationships and lifelong skills, one car ride at a time. Let's dive in. All right, y'all, unless you are living under a rock, you are tracking that it is the Winter Olympics happening now. By the time I'm recording this, it's been going on for about a week. We've got about a week left. Hopefully you're enjoying the viewership. I know I'm repping my Team USA stuff right now as I record. It's been fun. It's been a lot of fun watching. It's always one of my favorite times of year or in the four-year cycles and stuff. What we're talking about today is this idea of stepping up in the big stage, right? That moment when you've spent literally 4 years training for a particular moment. There's a global audience, and in many cases, there's zero redo, okay? What enables some athletes to thrive in those moments and excel and just do their best, and some who crack and fold under that pressure? And you see it in all kinds of the sports, right? You see people who were the favorites and choke. You see people who were not the favorites and they just unleash these amazing performances. You see the people who were the favorites and do what they dominate. And so there's a whole gamut of how people respond in these pressure moments. And especially in a context like the Olympics, right? There's no redo. You don't get to do it again tomorrow, right? Once every 4 years, you get to compete. And depending on what sport you engage in and play, sometimes it's literally one opportunity for 20 seconds or a minute or a 3-minute routine, something along those lanes. And that's it. That's all you get. And so for a lot of these athletes, the pressure is the same. Okay. That you're there to try to win a medal, do your absolute best. The context, I should say, is the same. But some athletes feel that pressure differently because they are thinking about that pressure differently. Okay. So one of the big things to remember is that for all of these athletes, in order to perform their best, generally speaking, they don't need to do anything different than what they've previously done. Especially if you think about figure skating, right? Those routines are dialed in. They know exactly what they're going to skate and when they're going to skate it. The music is the same. Downhill racers, they just do certain things a certain way. Luge, hockey, curling, right? The act of performing their sport has not changed. What has changed is people's perceptions about the meaning behind their performance. And typically what makes the Olympics so much harder for folks is that they ascribe meaning to their performance that they've never done before. If I win, I get a gold medal, I'm the best in the world. Or if I don't win, I might embarrass myself or my country, or not embarrass, not live up to expectations, right? So it's the thought process and the way people interpret those pressure moments that often creates the results we see when somebody nails it versus cracks under that pressure. And it would be unrealistic for you to not feel differently at the Olympics. Ilya Malinin was being interviewed after his short program. The U.S. has already won the gold for the team, and he didn't do his best. He did enough, right, to score points, and he did well, but he didn't do his best. And I loved the interview afterwards because he was saying, I just assumed this would be the same, right, that I would just go in there and treat it like any other performance, but it's not. And the context is different enough that it changed his nerves, it changed his excitement, which affected his performance. And now, thankfully, he's so good that he was able to still do enough, right, to get a result. And obviously, at the time of this recording, they haven't done the men's long program, so I don't know what he's going to do for the full Olympic experience. I hope he gets his gold. But the idea here is what I love that he said is that I am more nervous, and that's okay. I just need to take a breath and remind myself to trust my training. And I've been here before. I know how to throw down a good routine. And so he kept talking about all the things that he's going to do to manage that emotion, acknowledging that it is, in fact, a little bit different than the average performance because the context and the environment surrounding the Olympics is a little bit different. And so when you're experiencing nerves in these pressure situations, it doesn't mean that you can't perform well. Elias still performed very well by everyday standards. He still scored very high. I think he got second in the short program for the gold, second in points, and then also, but he crushed the long program and won that one. And then for the men's competition, he got, as of right now, he's leading, right? He's in first place. So you can still perform well with those nerves. But what it requires of you is to have a really healthy outlook on what do those nerves actually mean. And acknowledging that you care and it's a byproduct of the circumstances, not that you're not prepared. Okay. And so really thinking about reframing pressure is important. Now, obviously, it's really important for these athletes at the Olympics because they really only get to compete once every, well, they compete every year, but they only get to compete for an Olympic medal once every 4 years. And so how they choose to think about that pressure and frame that experience is really important. And so what you want to do is really make sure for young athletes listening to this is that whenever you're in a pressure situation, you want to make sure that you're focused on separating the outcome from the process. Is that, yes, if you lay down this amazing run, you get to earn a gold medal or you get to compete for potentially being on the podium or world records and all that kind of stuff. But that's an outcome. That's some of the stuff that you can't necessarily control. And thinking about if this, then that, and that doesn't help you execute in the moment. And so reminding yourself kind of this yes and. Yes, all of that is true. And thinking about it right here, right now is not going to help me execute my performance the way I need to. And so getting back to the fundamentals, getting back to key cues or phrases, like what do you focus on that helps you execute at your best and trying to get back to that? Acknowledging that you're probably going to be at an elevated state and that's okay. You're just going to have to maybe work a little bit harder to rein in those emotions and rein in your physiology to be at a state that helps you perform at your best. Okay. Now, another way to do this that many of the best athletes have trained themselves to do is that they don't see that stress as a problem, as a threat. They don't perceive pressure as a threat. Oh my God, I can't miss this. I can't mess this up. I can't, if, right? They start putting too much importance on the after instead of just focusing on the performance. So what the elite athletes do and understand is I'm ready for this. I've trained for this. I've done everything I can. I'm going to control what I can control, right? They don't perceive that pressure as a threat. They perceive it as an opportunity or a challenge or the thing that they've been training for. They are privileged and excited to have that pressure because they've worked so hard to get there. And so it's all about perspective and making sure that you have a healthy perspective that works for you. Now, there's not any one version that's going to work for every athlete out there. There's a particular, I apologize, I'm blanking on his name, the American figure skater who lost his parents in the plane crash a year ago. His technical ability is such that he's probably not in the running to earn a medal, but for him, making the Olympics was the end state. And so thinking about, hey, my goal is really to just do my absolute best that I can, throw down, give it my all, and honor my parents' memory. Like, what a beautiful way to think about that. Now, if he was in contention and had a little bit more time, maybe that pressure would be a little bit different. Maybe the way he needs to think about it would change because his context is different. So again, it's hard to give you any one piece of advice that says you should always think about it like this. But the goal when you're thinking about the pressure that you're experiencing is how can I frame this in a way that is productive for me? How do I think about this pressure, this extra nerves, this extra context that helps me manage it in an effective way? Okay. So as a youth sport participant, most of you are not going to the Olympics. Okay. But you're probably playing in big games that matter to you, whether it's for your high school, state championships, major tournaments, whatever it is. And at some point in that experience, the pressure is going to be on you to perform. And so really thinking about, what is it that I need to think? How can I perceive this pressure moment as an opportunity to show my stuff and to just excel instead of this extra layer of pressure and nerves that I don't need, okay? So really making sure, for parents and coaches listening, teaching kids to make sure that just because you're experiencing nerves does not mean you're not ready. Nerves are a product of caring about the outcome, right? Caring about the context that you're in. And that's okay. It's okay to be nervous. And teaching them strategies to corral those nerves in productive ways that enables them to perform the way they know how, okay? And so we can't eliminate pressure completely. That would be ridiculous because it's contextually relevant. But what we can do is train ourselves to respond more effectively to that pressure, using things like your breathing and reinterpreting the situation and really making sure that you're just getting back to what enabled me to get here. Focus on the process and let the outcomes take care of themselves. All right, so let's get into some conversation prompts for you this week. Again, some rules. A reminder is there are no wrong answers. Take turns talking and listening. Try to minimize your distractions as best you can. And remember that you can pause after each individual question and talk about it. Or you can listen to all of the questions and just discuss whatever floats your boat, right? Whatever your heart desires here. So my first question is actually not part of necessarily the episode specifically, the tips that I gave you. But I would really love you to think about is, if you're not watching the Olympics, is to watch, to start watching, and to think about, what are some lessons that I can learn from watching these elite athletes compete and struggle and excel? Like, how can I use this as an opportunity to learn from people who are a little bit farther than me in their sports journey on how to do it right and how to do it wrong? Okay, so that's less of a question and more of just go do that. Go explore, have conversations with your family. In particular, pay attention to the interviews and the talking that you hear, because that's often gives you some clues as to how that athlete is navigating that pressure and their experience. Okay? Do that. Now, here's some additional questions. When you feel the most pressure in your sport, what do you usually tell yourself about those moments? What's the dialogue in your head? What story are you telling yourself about that pressure? And is it helping you or hurting you? Is it serving you? Is it enabling you to perform at your best? Or is it getting in your way? Is it causing you to tense up and choke up and play fearful? What do you think? Talk about that. Okay. Second question. How can feeling nervous actually mean you're prepared and invested? And so what I mean by that is, how can you reinterpret the moments when you do feel nervous as helpful? Like, how can those nerves serve you? Talk about that. Again, parents who are listening, what works for you? How can you make sure that you're divorcing really this idea of, just because I'm feeling nerves does not mean I can't perform? Okay. All right, a third question. What is one phrase that you could use during pressure situations to help focus on the right thing? And whatever that right thing is for you, everybody's going to have a little bit different right thing depending on your performance and who you are. Okay. So what's one phrase you could use to turn pressure into focus? Our final question of the day, as a parent or coach, how do we talk about pressure without making it heavier? And not necessarily just the pressure, but think about when your kid is getting ready to go into, or when your athlete is getting ready to go into a situation that is typically pressure filled, that consequences are maybe a little more intense. How can you, in your own language, avoid adding more pressure? And thinking, talk with your kid about that. What helps? What kind of language I think just up off the top of my head as an example of like, all right, you got to get in there and get a hit, right? Or it's a little bit more pressure. It's like, hey, get in there, give it your best effort. Focus on swinging at strikes. Okay. Very different, right? Approach to now you're setting conditions for that kid to focus on the right things. Okay. So think about that. Again, parent, kid, coach, talk about that. What language can the adults in your life use to help what is already naturally a filled situation feel less heavy? All right, y'all, remember to keep those conversations rolling. Keep watching those Olympics, cheering for Go USA. If you happen to be listening from Canada or somewhere else, like, good luck. Still rooting for USA. But please keep those conversations rolling and really pay attention. Start watching less as a spectator and more of a student of the game. Thank you so much for joining me on Car Ride Conversations for Sports Families. If you found this episode helpful and useful, please share it with somebody in your sphere, right? Somebody that you know, a coach or a parent, a fellow kid who you think would benefit from this conversation. Now, if you're looking for additional weekly tips, mindset shifts, and conversations that help you or your athlete be confident, calm, and clutch, please consider joining my newsletter at www.confidentcalmclutch.com/newsletter. And as always, if you have suggestions for me, if there's topics that you would like to hear from me, hit me up in the show notes. There's a link. Reach out to me. I'd love to continue making this show something that is useful for you. All right, y'all. Go enjoy watching those Olympics. Pay attention to how you see athletes dealing with that pressure. See what you can learn from them. And I will see you next time.